Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you. Welcome and welcome back, everybody. Yeah, a little Tater got a haircut. We've started giving him a haircut, and he sports it. He really likes it. He likes the way it feels, and he tends to lick himself and get a lot of hair in his mouth and gag, and he doesn't seem to do it quite as badly when he's got his short haircut, so... we'll probably keep doing that. Our tree climbing Nellie, she has short hair all the time, so we don't have to deal with that. If you haven't seen my crazy dogs, you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and put in Nellie. That's the best way to go, N-E-L-L-I-E, Nellie, and see her video of her climbing the tree. A big live oak in the backyard is her favorite one because – really the only one, because the trunk is at such an angle she can get a running start and get up into the crotch, and she goes on up higher in the tree than that, but she can get started easily with the one that has the big crooked trunk. Get back to the phone lines real quick here, but first, natural organic information, additional information about all this stuff that we talk about is available to you. We've done several things. The homepage itself is always the best place to start. There's buttons that'll connect you to some of the main things: how to sign up for the free newsletter, how to join the Organic Club of America, which costs a little bit but has several benefits. We have in the library, we have natural organic retail stores and landscape contractor lists for you, and we encourage any of you that have a contractor or a store that's not in the list to let us know so we add it, because one of the main things we try to do is let people know if they decide to go this natural organic route, which works so well, they know where to go to get the products and the services and all that kind of thing. It's been one of the whole problems we've had in the past. They haven't been that easily available. And then if you're interested in expanding your office or a storage shed or setting up a new design studio or whatever, building-wise, I got a strong recommendation, and it's the Ulrich Barnes storage sheds, garages, and cabins. They just make some terrific things, very reasonably priced for the quality that you get. And the way to contact them is 520-GET-SHED, or go to myperfectshed.com. To the phones. Let me see who's been holding the longest. Brian, I believe, somewhere in Arkansas. Hi, Brian.
Howdy. Hello.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm trying to get rid of some Bermuda grass.
Okay. Where is it?
It's in the gardens, and I've got, probably by the time we get all three gardens put together, I've got a little better than a half acre.
Wow. Okay. So, that's a lot of space.
Yeah, and it's pretty well set up, a solid set, sod across it.
Okay. The best thing to do is for you to dig it all out one last time, and then in the areas where you want to prevent it from coming back, and as you know, any little pieces you leave in there is going to tend to try to regrow. But in that kind of a case, Brian, I'd put down either cardboard or several layers of newspaper or butcher paper or something like that. After putting some molasses down, kind of a heavy application of dry molasses or liquid molasses, put down the paper or the cardboard, and then put the shredded native tree trimmings over the top of that. Now, that's not 100% foolproof. It'll keep most of it back. It'll kill out any of the little sprouts that try to regrow, but any that get through the cracks and try to regrow, what you want to use in this case probably is the 20% vinegar, the real, real strong vinegar, to spray the young sprouts as they try to regrow. And you can get the Bermuda back under control that way.
Now, what does the molasses do?
Oh, it just sets up biological activity that if there's furious biological activity under that paper that you put down or cardboard, it's antagonistic and forms kind of a natural herbicidal effect.
Okay.
Well, you got a lot of area to deal with, so you better get to work.
Yeah, no kidding there. Alrighty, that's what I was wanting to know.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. One of the things that people can do also, and he could do that in the vegetable garden too, if you have that solid sod to get rid of. We used to do this in the land when I was in the landscape business. I had a hard time promoting this until people tried it a couple times and saw how well it works. You can use hand tools like he probably will do, but you can also use what's called a sod cutter. And you could hire a landscape contractor or a nursery to come out and do it for you with a sod cutter, but you can rent them. They're big and heavy and hard to deal with, but you can set a sod cutter on an inch and a half. You don't need to set it much deeper than that to cut out an inch and a half of the top soil. You do this before tilling. Tilling it makes it worse. It drives pieces down into the ground deeper, and they'll come back. So you take sod cutter or hand tools, and you cut out an inch and a half. You don't have to go deeper than that. And then you throw that in the compost pile. The composting of the sod with the shredded tree trimmings will neutralize it and turn it into a useful green material in the compost pile, nitrogen material. And then you put that molasses and paper or cardboard on there and the shredded tree trimmings, and you can get back into a reasonable situation, pretty much Bermuda-free with that technique. Let's see who's next. By just a hair, it's Ed in Fort Worth. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Doing very well. How about you today?
I'm doing good. I just got through fertilizing my backyard and wanted to call in a little garden tip.
Okay, good.
My backyard is basically a perennial garden because I've got big oak trees and grass won't grow, so we've got a lot of perennial plants. And I use Garrett juice and some seaweed and some fish emulsion to fertilize everything, and it's just a little bit too much to mix and pour in a handheld sprayer little bucket. So what I got is a inline siphon, and I'll mix up the mixture to a 5-gallon bucket and hook it up to my water hose at the spigot and turn on my water hose. It'll suck it up and mix it as I walk through the yard, and then just fertilize everything in one walk.
Well, that's a good technique. I've used that myself. I ran into a little bit of a problem using it at my house. If I had to go very far, the siphon wouldn't continue to work. Do you have
the tip there is you don't want to have any type of sprayer on the end of your hose. Any kind of back pressure will
there you go.
The siphon.
Just let it come out free-flowing out of the hose.
Right, and you can use your finger just to put a light fan on it if you're doing your yard. I wrap my 200-foot of hose and wrap it around my house, and I just fertilize everything in one whack.
Yeah, those little siphon devices are good. That's a good tip. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, thanks. Call us again, okay?
Will do. Bye.
That was Ed. Here's Paul in Salina, Texas. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Doc. I've got a problem that started this last spring, and I've got a red oak tree in the front yard. It's about, it's almost to the top of my two-story house, and it's always been nice dark green foliage. It killed all the Bermuda underneath several years ago. This last spring, it started to blossom out, and then we had that freeze. And some of the leaves came back, but it's you can actually see through the entire canopy. And I've got probably 20% of the leaves that for most of the summer have been nice and green.
It sounds like we got the tree too deep in the ground, Paul. Is there any chance of that?
No, sir, absolutely not. I've got the flare is totally exposed. If I go any deeper on it,
okay. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to. Hey, if you can stick with me, because that's one we need to talk about a little more. Howard Garrett, back after this. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Again, we were discussing a little problem Paul was having with a big red oak in Salina, Texas, and I'm to understand that you've been listening and you've already exposed the flare, but we're still having a problem with the red oak. Is that where we are?
No, sir. I never had to expose the flare because when the plant tree was planted, I had it planted high enough to where I would never have to do that.
Okay, good
so
job.
It's high, and I've been fertilizing it this summer. As a matter of fact, the Bermuda has almost 100% filled in underneath it. Just this summer, I have been spraying the leaves about halfway up the tree with your Garrett juice mixture, with a little bit of extra molasses added to it, a little bit of I can't think of it off the top of my head. I use it on my plants. It's a Thrive stuff. Mixed in a little bit of extra seaweed mixed in.
Super Thrive or something like that?
Super Thrive, that's
yeah.
It, yes. And then I've done that three times this year, and now the I'm going to say about 20% of the leaves that were nice, deep green are now yellowing out. Now, the one thing that I do want to point out is the majority of the deep green leaves are on the west side or the house side of the tree, and they're extremely low on the canopy. And I've got some spots on the north, the west, and the south sides that are from the bottom of the canopy to the top of the canopy that were nice, deep, dark green. Could this have been done by the timing between the late freeze that we had and the blossoming?
No, I don't.
There's one other thing I want to throw in real quick, just so you know. Every year I do fertilize early before the green out with decomposed chicken manure. So my yard comes up green 2 or 3 weeks before everybody else's. I also do it in the fall.
Yeah.
So it stays green until almost Christmas.
Does everything else look pretty good other than this red oak tree?
The only other issue that I've had in the front yard this year is the salvia that I have. I have some salvia that are kind of northeast of the tree in a bed.
Mm-hmm.
I have been fighting a mold on them all summer, but that's the only plant that I'm fighting a mold on. And I keep treating it with a hydrogen peroxide baking soda mixture.
Yeah.
And it knocks it back for a while, and then it'll come back. And it'll knock it back, and it'll come back.
Try the cornmeal.
That's the only other issue I've got.
Try the cornmeal and the cornmeal tea on that and change what you're doing. Bob and I were talking about this, and his partner, Roberta Churchin, was having a problem with the phlox and she had never seen before. I think what we were dealing with those issues, the perennials and the red oak, I've got red oak leaves, for example, falling all over the place at my house. And they're turning brown in some cases. In some cases, they're just releasing and before they even turn brown. And I think it's a weather issue. I think it's this incredibly hot weather that we had and just kind of shocked it. And the plants are just sort of adjusting to it, kicking off some of the foliage. So I don't think it'll be a permanent.
I'm sorry, I do have, and when you said that, it occurred to me. Some of the I am experiencing some leaf drop, but a lot of the leaves have brown tips now, are getting brown tips.
I think it's cosmetic. I don't think you're dealing with oak wilt or anything else. Now, you keep an eye on it. You could be, if it happens to too large an area of the tree, a real specific area or to the whole tree, but if it's just foliage that's coming down kind of throughout the tree or turning an off color. I'm seeing it on plants worse than I've ever seen it on American elms and red oaks, and I've seen some bur oaks that have completely defoliated almost, and I don't think that they're in serious trouble. I think it's just a cosmetic thing that's a reaction to the harsh weather. I think that's all it is.
I was coming back from Seymour yesterday afternoon, and I noticed that there were a lot of the trees in specific areas along 114 that are turning brown, but I just kind of attributed that to the hot, dry weather.
Well, it is, and I think that's primarily what you're looking at. I think I would cut back on spraying so often also, especially during the real hot weather. You know, just water itself could do a little bit of damage and burn when you're spraying during the heat of the day. So you may be doing just a little bit more than you need to, and maybe even causing some of these cosmetic problems that you don't need to be dealing with. So let's just kind of back off a little bit, wait till the weather turns around. I think your plants, just like my trees in my yard, are going to be fine.
10-4.
Okay.
Another quick one. How do you kill red algae in a water barrel?
You can use the cornmeal. You can use hydrogen peroxide, either one. I'd probably put a little hydrogen peroxide. Look at my new column I wrote for the Dallas Morning News. It's on dirtdoctor.com now, that talks about how to treat water troughs and koi ponds and things like that, and give that a shot, okay?
Okay, thanks.
I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Next up is going to be, I'm going to have to take a break. And Jonathan, hang on. You'll be our next customer, and we'll get to you right after a break. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The Fabulous Trees slideshow is right at the top of the list on the homepage over there on the right-hand side. If you haven't seen it, I'm really proud of the way that turned out. Take a look at it. It'll take you 30, 40 minutes or something to watch it, but I think you might enjoy it.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Jonathan in beautiful Mountain View, Arkansas. Next up, what can I do for you today?
Morning, Howard. Okay, so a couple things. First, the rose hip question. There's a variety called Fru Dagmar Hasdrop that has the largest hips in, I think, the world. And that should be a really good variety if that gentleman wanted rose hips.
Say it again. I haven't grown that one.
It's called Fru Dagmar Hasdrop.
Dagmar Hasdrop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Fru versus Frau. I think it's a Netherlands thing or something. I don't know. Fru Dagmar Hasdrop. Pink, five-petaled single flowers and humongous hips. Also, my grandparents used to put a silver dollar in their rain barrel, and it stopped any algae and stuff from growing in it.
Silver dollar in the rain barrel.
Yeah, huh. I think the silver would stop stuff from growing. But my question is...
That's interesting. It'd have to be a real silver dollar,
yeah.
I guess. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
And then something along the same lines is people used to put copper wire along the tops of their roofs, and it would stop any moss from growing.
Well, yeah, copper is a natural... disease fighter. I don't recommend it much, if any, because, and it kind of goes with any single element material. It's very difficult to get it adjusted to where you're using enough to control the disease. But not using enough to cause a new problem, a problem in the other direction. So the copper disease products that are on the market, copper sulfate especially, I really, even though they're usually considered organic products, I'm not a big fan. But, yeah, copper will kill microbes. There's no question about it. And silver probably will, too. You know, silver is advertised to be woven into underwear and stuff from some of the people that run ads on radio and television about real high-quality underwear products, and it's supposed to help with smell and disease issues and things like that. So that silver thing probably would work.
Yeah, well, when I started using my sanitary function on my washing machine, I get rid of all those smells. But my question is, I've got a tree. It's a royal petticoat, a regal petticoat maple, that I just can't seem to get enough water to the root zone. And I was wondering if I put a tube, like a PVC tube, down a foot down and throw water in that way. Do you think that would help? And then going forward, planting trees, should I do something like that?
Well, I normally don't recommend those pipes going down beside a tree. Some of my arborist buddies do, so I think that would be okay. And it would be a way to get water down farther. I would prefer, rather than putting a pipe in the ground to get water on down, I would bore a hole with an auger, and I would fill the hole with lava gravel, and then you could put the hose to run real slowly in that, and it would go down in that vent. And if you did more than one, it would be even better, and that would get the water to go down and then move out laterally down deeper in the ground. And the lava gravel would actually be beneficial as well versus having a PVC pipe in the ground.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, I can give that a shot.
Yeah.
And then last feedback, it seems like a caller a while ago had a problem growing Bermuda grass. So tell the guy, Brian, somewhere in Arkansas, just to plant some live oaks.
Yeah, long term, that'll take care of it. That's right. Jonathan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. Let's see who's next on the agenda. It would be Rick in Garland, Texas. Hey, Rick.
Hey there. I have this vague recollection that if you trim indeterminate tomato plants back severely, you can get a fall crop out of them. Is that true or not?
Yes and no. If you trim them back, you're going to get new growth and probably get some production. On the other hand, indeterminate ones, they'll continue to grow, droop down to the ground, and produce on that growth. So you'll get it either way. On determinate, cutting them back, you might get some additional growth and have enough time to get some additional production. It'd be worth a try, probably. I'm having some additional production on some of my tomatoes that just got burned up and looking terrible, you know, during the real heat. And even though they look bad, they're starting to produce again.
Yeah, mine are putting some blooms on, but boy, I haven't been getting any tomatoes for a month now.
I've got a few, and I need to look at which varieties are doing it the best. I think it's one of the smaller varieties, though, instead of, you know, big old tomatoes.
I'll give it a shot. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Rick.
Bye.
Let's see what is going on in Dallas with John. Hello, John.
Hi, Howard. In a raised bed garden, I last year got really good production from green beans, both bush and Kentucky Wonder pole beans.
Uh-huh.
And this year I got good production from the bush, and I've got wonderful vines, but no beans on the Kentucky Wonder.
Well, the vining ones are kind of persnickety. I've got some of the Red Rippers growing in my garden. It's one of the few things that's going well out there because I've ignored the garden doing other things this year. But I think you'll get some production on those vining ones from here till fall. But on bush beans, the tip for you there is to plant another round of them. It's remarkable right. how planting a succession of bush beans works beautifully. And you have plenty of time now to get a whole new crop of the bush beans going. So get them planted right away, and I think you'll see some good results.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Let's see where we are here. Tony, Willow Springs, Missouri, next up. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Say, I'm in south Missouri, about 50 miles north of the Arkansas border, mm-hmm. North Mountain Home area.
Okay.
And I grew these carbon, or perhaps it's carbon, it's spelled like carbon, tomato variety plants. And they look healthy, and I'm getting a lot of fruit, but maybe 20% of them will ripen on the vine. Is there anything in particular that could be done, or is it the brand or the type of tomato that might be an issue?
Well, it's a little of both. Let me give you a couple of tips. One is you could maybe even get some benefit from it now, but next time you try to grow these, and it probably is carbon, I guess, one of the things that Bob Webster has been experimenting around with in his garden, and I've done a little bit of it up here in Dallas too, is to give the tomatoes some shade protection in the really hottest part of the summer. A lot of people, you know, would think, and I've been in the same category, that the tomatoes need to be in blazing full sun all the time. But during the hottest part of the season, putting a light shade over the top of the tomatoes, or at least from, you know, mid-day through the afternoon, with either shade cloth or bamboo or old trimming, you know, trimmings from trees, so that you just provide a little bit of a breakup of that direct hot sun, will actually be very helpful in keeping the production going. At this point, you still might even try it and see if it helps, even though, you know, we're at the point now where it's going to start cooling down. One of the techniques I've used in the past is I've got a forest of bamboo, is cut green bamboo and stick it in the ground so that the green foliage, and as it turns brown and stays there for a while, it shades for a while and then finally falls off and the full sun comes back. You see what I mean? You can do that with any kind of cuttings, but giving it some kind of a break from the hot direct sun will definitely help.
That sounds like a great idea. Actually, I'm going to have to give that a try. I've listened to your show for over 20 years in Texas and retired up in here in Missouri, and I just want to tell everybody out there it's a great show. Great show.
Tony, I appreciate that, and thank you very much for staying in tune with us, and call me again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a bunch. Let's see what's up with Lee in Fort Worth. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Howard. I know that cornmeal is antifungal, and so is baking soda. Is there one that is more powerful over the other?
I think the whole ground cornmeal is probably the best tool because it stimulates trichoderma so well. The baking soda is more of a killing of the pathogens, and you'd have to think, well, if it actually is killing the pathogens with the chemistry of the baking soda and the sodium bicarbonate, it's probably mm-hmm. killing some of the beneficials also. You see what I mean?
I understand.
Whereas the cornmeal is doing the job by stimulating trichoderma, and the trichoderma is overpowering the pathogens. You don't really have any direct killing going on with cornmeal.
I got you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call. Let's see here. Mary Rose, we might be able to take one or two more than I thought. These are going very quickly. Vicki in Waco, Texas, next up. Hey, Vicki.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have called once before. We put down the Bermuda seed July 14th. Now, looks like it took, well, we have a pretty nice growth coming up in some areas, but about a third of it is still body empty, so we're going to have to reseed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering when the best time would be to do that, because we're still treating our nut grass with that molasses. Will it interfere with young seed, young Bermuda seed?
That's a good question. You're probably going to have a little bit of a negative effect on the germination of that little bitty black seed by the molasses. But the seed is not that expensive, and you've got some bare areas. Let's just turn this into an experimental deal and see. I am putting you officially in charge of this research.
Okay, and then my second question is, of course, we'll have to put down pre-emergent pretty soon. Is that going to interfere with the molasses treatment?
Well, you don't want to do any chemical pre-emergent. The only pre-emergent I'd recommend is the corn gluten meal. And it will, if as soon as the Bermuda germinates, it won't have any effect. But before it germinates, it will have an effect.
I see. Okay. Well, appreciate it very much.
Okay. Let me know how this experiment goes, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we've got a couple of calls. That's probably all we're going to be able to handle, so we'll take care of that right after this break. Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or ulrichbarns.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All right, the birds beat me back again, but I am here. Let's see who we've got here to finish up today's show. Mike in Prosper, Texas, it's your turn.
Thank you very much. I've got some red-tipped petunias, and this seems to happen every year. They seem to get new bloom, and then they get black spot on the leaves. And once that black spot's on there, doesn't seem what I use or apply to the plant. It'll just stay there until it just bores a hole through the leaf and either kills the whole leaf or just leaves a hole right through the leaf. What can I do, and when should I apply it, and does it go on the roots or the leaves or what?
Well, Mike, that is probably the disease that led me to create the sick tree treatment. Usually you see that, and you see kind of purplish spots, and then the leaves turn yellow and then completely fall off, and the tree, the photinges just keep going downhill. It's a leaf fungal disease that starts with the fact that the root system of the red-tipped petunias is kind of weak, and it was created when it was bred from the old Chinese petunia. The solution, whether you have it or not, it's that some kind of disease you got going there, and the solution is what we call the sick tree treatment, and it's to pull the soil off of the base of the plants so the flare's exposed dramatically, and then to apply all of the amendments that we use for organic bed preparation, compost, rock minerals, specifically lava, sand, and azomite, and then the sugars or dry molasses and cornmeal. They go on the soil after roughing it up or aerating it or pouring hydrogen peroxide on the soil under the plants. That loosens the soil in a liquid way. And that whole process is called the sick tree treatment, and it's explained, if you didn't get all that written down, it's explained on my website and in my books and in the online class that we do and everything that we have. It's just under sick tree treatment in detail. The easiest way to find it real quick is to go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on guides, all in capital letters right there on the home page, and it explains all the formulas and the basic programs, the sick tree treatment, and how to make Garrett juice and the whole deal.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You can save them. That's the plant I learned how to do the sick tree treatment on, is red tip fittinias. Here's Susan in Witt Springs, Arkansas, Susan?
That's right. That's right. Morning.
How are you?
Real good today. The weather's not too bad yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
I'll make this real quick. When you were giving the remedy for the nematodes,
mm-hmm.
you were talking about freezing the orange peel and grinding it up. Just then, somebody walked in the room and I lost the rest of it. I didn't get to. Do you just sprinkle it around? Or?
Well, for anybody else that missed it, we have a root knot nematode solution that's orange, that's the pulp of orange peelings. Actually, any citrus. You can do lemons and limes. Grapefruit works well also. Mm-hmm. But orange and grapefruit are probably the best. What you do is you cut them up, you know, eat the fruit, obviously, and then just save all the peelings, chop mm-hmm. them up a little bit, and throw them into a plastic bag and freeze them. And then when you want to use them, you put them in a blender or a food processor and grind them into a pulp. Smells great. And then the best way to use the pulp is when you're planting the new crop that has had root knot nematode problems in the past, okra, tomatoes, peppers, whatever it is, you mix the pulp into the bed preparation into the soil. That works better than just broadcasting it out on the surface.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Now, you can also soak it, the pulp, and get a juice that can be used as a part of a detox program in your spraying of the soil surface. I don't think you could make – people ask me about this from time to time. If you can soak orange peelings and or cook them and do something to where you could make it strong enough to become like the commercial orange oil, the delaminine that would actually kill insects. And yeah. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get it strong enough to do that. But it would be strong enough to stimulate biological activity in the soil and be part of the detox program and to help with the root knot nematodes.
Wonderful. Now, when you were talking about the crepe myrtle and what to do with that, I was there's a lilac bush that mm-hmm. doesn't blossom too much, and I wondered, would it help to pull some of that soil away from
the- Absolutely, the lilac will bloom better for you if you do the sick tree treatment, and the most important step of the sick tree treatment is to expose that flare. You can do it with hard tools if you do it very, very carefully. You don't want to scar up the flare, but roughing it up and blowing the soil away from the base of the plant with a blower or with brushes is the best way to go. Susan, I really appreciate your call. I got to run. I really appreciate everybody being here today, and we will do it again next week. In the meantime, go to dirtdoctor.com if you have a question. Send us a question online, especially if you're a member of the Organic Club of America, and I will see you next week. Thanks a bunch.